91X News.
It's 12 degrees and overcast at 5 o'clock. Good afternoon, I'm Sari Anetta. Prime Minister Stephen Harper plans to give 13 additional seats in the House of Commons to Ontario. That will increase the province's presence in the Commons to 119 seats from the current 106. But the additional 13 seats is fewer than the 18 the province was slated to receive under previous legislation that died when Parliament dissolved. Earlier today, Premier Dalton McGuinty refused to speculate about the number of seats Ontario could end up with, but suggested that it could be fewer than expected. Ontario was a key battleground in the May 2nd federal election, which helped Harper win his long-sought majority Conservative government. The federal government may face a legal challenge of its plan to change the Canadian Wheat Board. Board Chairman Alan Oberg says he has called a meeting of the agency's directors for early next week to look at legal options. Oberg says Ottawa should have held a plebiscite on the sweeping changes.
We have major concerns that, at the very least, the minister has violated the spirit of the act, if not the act itself.
The government has tabled a bill that would strip the Wheat Board of its monopoly on Western wheat and barley sales in time for the next crop year. Agriculture Minister Jerry Ritz says farmers deserve the right to seek better prices on the open market, and the Wheat Board can work to survive in a competitive world. Police in the U.S. are trying to find as many as 50 other possible victims in a case where four mentally disabled adults were locked in a basement in a suspected fraud scheme. Linda Weston is charged with kidnapping, false imprisonment, and other offenses after her landlord found the four malnourished people in a boiler room Saturday. Police in Philadelphia have since found dozens of identification cards and other documents. Officer Jillian Russell says authorities are trying to find dozens of other possible victims. Weston's bail was set at $2.5 million. Also charged were Eddie Wright and Gregory Thomas. After 2 years of constant scandal, it looks like Quebec will finally have a corruption inquiry. Peter Ray has the story.
A Liberal member of the National Assembly told Quebec City reporters the official announcement will be made by Premier Jean Charest after Wednesday's cabinet meeting. The news comes after a closed-door meeting between the Premier and his Liberal caucus. Up to now, Charest has consistently resisted demands for an inquiry. The move follows a torrent of reports linking Quebec's construction industry to scams, cost overruns, criminal groups like the Mafia, and illegal political donations. Peter Ray, The Canadian Press.
The hearing into a proposed pipeline from Alberta to the BC coast isn't slated to start until January, but more than 4,000 people have signed up to speak. Opponents of the $5.5 billion Enbridge Northern Gateway pipeline hope the surge of public interest will pressure Ottawa not to approve the project. Supporters say the pipeline would provide access to new markets and create thousands of jobs, but opponents worry about oil spills. The world's first vaccine against malaria is showing remarkable promise. David Melendy has the story.
Final stage tests show vaccinated African children have only half the risk of getting the disease as those who didn't get the vaccine, which targets a strain of malaria found in Africa. The ongoing Phase 3 trial involves more than 15,000 infants and toddlers. But the vaccine won't be available for at least 3 years, pending crucial further testing and then review by agencies in Europe and in individual African nations. There are no plans to market it in the United States. The trial is funded by drug maker GlaxoSmithKline and the PATH Malaria Vaccine Initiative. I'm David Melendi.
Just days after the gay teen's suicide, the Ottawa-Carleton District School Board has released a statement saying it has tried to make its schools more tolerant and accepting. Ottawa City Councillor Alan Hubey says his 15-year-old son Jamie recently tried to start a rainbow club at his school to promote acceptance of others, but students tore down the posters and called him vicious names. Eagle Canada, a national gay and lesbian advocacy group, says schools need to get better at putting a stop to homophobic language and taunting in the hallways. U.S. Secretary of State Hillary Clinton is on a surprise visit to Libya. Clinton says the Libyan people deserve the credit for the changes that are underway, but she adds that more work needs to be done.
The work ahead is quite challenging, but the Libyan people have demonstrated the resolve and resilience necessary to achieve their goals.
Clinton is using unusually blunt terms to describe what the U.S. wants to see happening in Libya. Clinton told students and others in Tripoli that the U.S. wants to see former dictator Muammar Gaddafi killed or captured. Hollywood legend and longtime environmentalist Robert Redford has posted a video urging U.S. President Obama to block TransCanada's Keystone XL pipeline. He's the latest and biggest American celebrity to oppose the controversial $7 billion pipeline, which is designed to carry Alberta oil to the U.S. Gulf Coast. Redford calls the pipeline a threat to the splendor of America's heartland. Authorities in Virginia are investigating the reported theft of a truck containing podium equipment used by U.S. President Obama. Mark Smith has more.
The president's on a three-day bus tour of North Carolina and Virginia, and the truck, reportedly packed with presidential podiums, seals, and sound equipment, vanished in the Richmond area. Richmond TV station WWBT says the vehicle was parked at a suburban hotel when it was stolen, and it was later recovered in another hotel parking lot near the Richmond airport. The Defense Information Systems Agency is confirming the theft. It's not saying if any gear was recovered, but is saying the truck carried nothing that is sensitive. Mark Smith at the White House.
That's 91X News to 507. Kurt Weiss has sports next.
Come on down to the Bull & Boar Smokehouse Grill. You're all in for a treat tonight with their authentic Southern barbecue menu and delicious smoked flavor. Every Tuesday, it's all-you-can-eat fajitas for just $15 per person. Served on a hot cast iron skillet with onions, peppers, freshly made pico de gallo, fresh guacamole, and chipotle pepper sauce. And yes, at the Bull & Boar, you can get your meal to go. They also offer catering services. Rub it, smoke it, eat it. At the Bull & Boar, corner of North Front and Bell Boulevard in Belleville. Check them out at thebullandboar.ca.
Good afternoon, I'm Kurt Weiss with 91X Sports. 10 games on the NHL tonight. Montreal hosts Buffalo, Ottawa is at home to Philadelphia, and Edmonton faces off against Calgary in the Battle of Alberta. Vancouver gets forward Ryan Kessler back from off-season hip surgery as the Canucks host the Rangers, while the Pittsburgh Penguins defenseman Chris Letang has been suspended 2 games by the NHL for an illegal hit from behind on Winnipeg Jets forward Alexander Burmistrov. The Penguins' next 2 games are tonight against Minnesota and Thursday against Montreal. In local hockey, the Trenton Golden Hawks face Peterborough at 7 p.m., while the Napanee Raiders face Port Hope at 7:30. In the NFL, it's been a busy day for the Cincinnati Bengals. First off, holdout quarterback Carson Palmer has been traded to the Oakland Raiders, and ESPN's Chris Mortensen says it took a lot to get rid of Palmer.
The only thing that was going to do that was a blockbuster deal in which the Bengals received quite a bounty, and a bounty is the 2012 first-round pick of Oakland's and a 2013 pick that can become a first-rounder based on play times and the other incentives that Palmer and the Raiders would have to reach.
On top of that, running back Cedric Benson has reportedly been suspended 1 game by the NFL for his 2 misdemeanor assault cases settled before the season. The Chicago Tribune reports Bears receiver and returner Devin Hester was slapped in the back of the head at Rivers Casino in Des Plaines, Illinois last Friday. Hester notified security rather than retaliating, and 52-year-old Daniel Rago was arrested on a charge of misdemeanor battery. Canadian Football League players will be allowed to wear pink in games this weekend to raise awareness for women's cancers. Toronto Argonauts defensive lineman Kevin Huntley is pleased with the chance to pay tribute to his 87-year-old grandmother who survived cancer. Huntley was not allowed to wear pink last year.
That wasn't the purpose. It wasn't to cause a media ruckus or to cause a problem. You know, I just wanted people to know that I was dealing with something personally that meant a lot to me, and that was a way that I could show my grandmother how much I appreciate her.
The Argos play Edmonton on Friday night. In Major League Baseball, the World Series starts tomorrow between the Texas Rangers and the St. Louis Cardinals. Chris Carpenter will pitch in Game 1 for the Cardinals, while C.J. Wilson gets the nod for the Rangers. NBA owners and players are meeting with a labor mediator in effort to end a lockout that has already taken 2 weeks off the schedule. Warren Levinson has more.
Federal mediator George Cohen sat down with NBA owners and players while the clock ticks on the season. The league has already canceled its first 2 weeks of games, and Commissioner David Stern warns there will be more cancellations if there isn't an agreement to end the lockout quickly. It's Cohen's first meeting with basketball figures, but not his first work in sports. He was involved in labor talks in the National Football League. Labor and management are far apart on the question of a salary cap in the NBA and how league revenues should be split. Both sides are seeking 53%. Warren Levinson, New York.
That's sports. Send us your team or league scores by email, sports@91x.fm. Here's Sarah Yanetta with 91X weather.
Mainly cloudy today with moderate winds and a high of 14. Tonight, still cloudy. Winds will slow in the evening, low 8. Wednesday, more clouds. Heavy rains will be starting in the evening and continuing on later in the week. Winds will pick up Wednesday morning, much like the weekend, high 13. It's 12 degrees. 91X News on the air and online at 91X.fm. I'm Sarah Yanetta with Kurt Weiss, 91X News.